So the tour's been going pretty well, right?
Incredible. It's the biggest, most ambitious tour we've ever embarked upon. We started in Europe in March, and it's been great.
How's it feel to be back stateside?
Oh, it's the best. There's nothing like touring in the States in the summer. You kind of get together with a group of people and travel across the country in caravan, and it's really special. It's awesome. And Europe, it's like we usually fly everywhere. Mm-hmm. And in America, it's great to be on the bus. The roads are usually long, straight drives, and you sleep great. And it's awesome. Playing these amphitheaters is just really crazy.
So you get to spend a lot of time with your brother.
Yeah.
And how is that traveling up and down the road with him?
It's great. I mean, we've been doing this for 20 years together. So it's really special. It's a family project. And I don't think I'd be doing it if it wasn't for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's really what makes it special, and it's been amazing.
Obviously, you've done very well as an actor as well.
Yeah.
But was this always the end goal, to be a big time musician with your brother traveling up and down the road?
I mean, it was always the dream. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to beat making music. Like, I don't care what experience you put alongside it or hold up against it, it's standing on stage and sharing that with audiences night after night, and especially for this long, to do it for this long it's incredible. I mean, it is incredible, because, you know, it's not supposed to happen, number one, and it's not supposed to go on like this for so long, number two, and to be this far in and be having more success than we ever had is just, you know, unexpected. Yeah.
So what do you think about the evolution of music? You guys have, you know, you started out as a heavier band, in a sense, with guitars and a lot of different, you know, music, in a sense, has changed over the past few years, more experimental, more electronic, and you guys have evolved in that sense as well. How do you feel about the state of popular music these days?
I mean, I think music's in an interesting place. You know, you can make music that sounds great pretty easily now. It used to take, it was kind of a mystery when we first started. Like, how do you even make the drums sound good? Now you can just go to a sample library and you have the best sounding drums in the history of sound. You know, it's all subjective, but as far as the quality and the bit rate and the recording and the low end, the EQ of things. So you can be a kid in junior high and kind of write and record a song and put it on YouTube or Spotify or iTunes, and it can sound, you know, fairly professional, you know. So it comes down to choices and experiments and your creative and emotional contributions. So, I mean, I think our music has changed a lot over the years, but the intention is fairly consistent. You know, our music has always been a place that we shared quite a bit of our own personal journey, a place that we put a lot of our hopes and fears and dreams into, and I think that's remained pretty consistent through the whole, you know, process. It's like Nike. They change their shoes, their design, but at the end of the day, it's still something you tie around your feet. And you might run a race with one, you might take a walk on another. Yeah.
How do you keep it all together? You're on tour, you're making music, you're acting. Like, yeah. It's a lot.
Well, I have a lot of help from people. And I also have made a decision that this is what I'm going to spend my life doing. So I'm pretty good at not having distractions. I don't fill my time up with wasteful things too often. And that helps a lot. So, yeah, it helps when you love what you do, too.
How do you unwind?
You know, I meditate and...
My wife does TM. swears by it.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, it's just a simple way to be more present and to be more mindful, a little less stressed, or to channel the stress and the energy to something productive and positive. And when I'm not, you know, too busy, I like to rock climb.
Very cool. Well, thank you for giving me a few minutes, Jack.
Yeah, dude, my pleasure. Are you kidding me?
Will, smile.
Really looking forward to the set tonight, man.
Thanks, dude.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I